And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Hopefully you guys are having a great evening. Let's get this going. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting of the whole for Monday, August 24th has been canceled. The meeting had been canceled due to the lack of agenda items, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Commissioners are scheduled to conduct the regular board meeting at 8 a.m. on Thursday, August 27th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. And a 17-year-old Kingston man was seriously injured Friday afternoon after his pickup truck left a Tuscola County road, went airborne, and crashed into a tree. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says Central Dispatch received the call around 2:29 p.m. on August 21st for a crash on Frode Road near Silvernail Road. The initial caller reported the driver was trapped inside of the pickup. Investigators say the truck had been traveling north on Frode Road when it went off the right side of the roadway and struck a culvert. The impact sent the vehicle airborne before it came back down and struck a tree. The collision left the pickup so severely damaged that firefighters and law enforcement spent more than an hour working to free the teenage driver. A medical helicopter was initially dispatched to the scene, according to the sheriff's office, but was forced to turn back because of a mechanical problem with the aircraft. The teenager was ultimately transported by MMR ambulance to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw with serious injuries. Tuscola County Sheriff's deputies were joined at the scene by Kingston Fire, Kingston Police, Caro Fire, MMR, and Bullet Towing. Authorities have not determined what caused the pickup to leave the roadway, and the crash remains under investigation. And authorities responded to the Zilwaukee Bridge early Thursday morning after receiving a report involving a woman on the bridge. The incident was reported shortly after 1 a.m. on August 20th. A woman described as being in her 40s died following the incident. Few additional details have been made public, including the woman's identity, and no further information about the circumstances surrounding her death have been confirmed. The Zilwaukee Bridge carries Interstate 75 and U.S. 23 across the Saginaw River in Saginaw County. For anyone experiencing a suicidal crisis or emotional distress, assistance is available through the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere, for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.